Yeah, my question is, how does trapping vessels in the Gulf of Maine help vessels avoid Gulf of Maine cod at all costs? And I'm referring to only allowing us to fish in one broadstock area.
Well, I guess, Jim, the way we're thinking about that is it's, you know, we acknowledge in the rule in the EA that this does reduce operational efficiencies, but you can still fish in Georges. You just can't fish in Georges and Gulf of Maine at the same time, and it helps in terms of our catch attribution. There's no post-trip area assignment that has to occur. We'll know unequivocally if a vessel is declared in Gulf of Maine that the fish only came from Gulf of Maine, and conversely that if they're not in Gulf of Maine, that theirs are attributable to other areas.
Now, my question is not that. It's that if we're in the Gulf of Maine fishing and we are catching cod and we can't move to the, we can't leave, so we have to continue to fish where we are encountering cod. Gulf of Maine cod in particular. So I think it's going to backfire, but thank you.